This is JLPT Bootcamp, the ultimate guide to passing the JLPT in less time with less pain. This is the JLPT Bootcamp podcast with your host, Mac. This happens to be the 101st episode of the podcast. And this is a special cultural episode this week. In 2 weeks, I'll be going over some strategy stuff, how to study, how I study for the test. But this week, it's all about culture. And this week, I wanted to kind of address a different topic that's not really talked about when you think about Japan. And that's the geography of Japan. When you think about Japan, your first idea is probably big cities, tall buildings, skyscrapers, lots of neon lights, lots of people racing everywhere. But that's just the big cities. That's Tokyo, that's Osaka, that's on the mainland, so to speak. But Japan is actually consists of a lot of different islands. Of course, there's the four main islands from north to south. That's Hokkaido, Honshu, Shikoku, and Kyushu down there at the bottom. And those make up what you think of probably of Japan, those four main islands. But there's also 3,000 smaller islands that surround Japan that are of a variety of different sizes. Some of them quite large, that can have a large city, or not a large city, but a medium-sized city on them. Some of them are quite small and are completely uninhabited. But this unique situation of all these different islands kind of being independent of the main island allows things to develop independently. So, for example, Okinawa, which was originally a different country, it's under controversy, but basically it wasn't originally a part of Japan. So it developed its own unique culture that has its own roots and own ways of celebrating different events. And it has a lot of different foods. So, for example, it's very famous for its awamori, which is a strong beverage distilled from rice. This is different from osake, or what we call sake, which is the traditional Japanese drink. That beverage, sake in English, or osake in Japanese, is brewed from rice. It's a slightly different process. Aomori basically is a lot stronger. Some of the drinks that are available on the islands in Okinawa are around 120 proof. Most of the stuff that gets exported is a lot weaker. I think it's 60 proof or 50 proof. It's a lot weaker. It's something that you can drink straight on the rocks or whatnot. But in Okinawa, you can get the really strong awamori, 120 proof, distilled from rice drink, and it's quite famous there. Also, on some of the Okinawa islands, they have turtle-shaped tombs. And no one's really quite sure, actually, why these tombs are turtle-shaped. There's a variety of different theories. One is that, for example, turtles have traditionally symbolized longevity, and so burying the dead in these tombs with a turtle allows the deceased to live a long life in the afterlife. That's one theory. There's a couple different theories, actually, but these are quite remarkable. There's a lot of them on the Okinawa Islands, in different shapes and sizes and different ways of them being built. And they were used in a lot of different practices. And culture is not the only thing that has been allowed to develop independently, though, on these islands. In a lot of cases, there's a lot of interesting wildlife on each of these islands. For example, again, on one particular island in Okinawa, Iriomote, there is a subspecies of the leopard cat, appropriately named Iriomote cat, lives on that particular island. It's a critically endangered species, and it's believed that there's only around somewhere between 110 and 150 individuals still alive on this island. And they're so rare, actually, that there aren't even any living specimens of this animal in captivity at the moment. The only examples that they have is a few stuffed examples, some taxidermy specimens at some museums here and there. But it's a critically endangered, really small cat. These cats are I think, let me find the statistic here. They're only between about 3.5 and 5 kilograms. Each of these cats, they're basically miniature leopards, and they're really interesting animals, but critically endangered. They're only found on this one island, Iriomote, in Okinawa. So if you're in Okinawa, you can try to spot some of these rare animals out in the wild. Another place that I've actually been to is Yakushima. And this is an island that's just north of Kyushu. It's also very well known for its unique wildlife. It's a really interesting island because it's almost like a perfect circle created by an ancient volcano. And there's a lot of unique wildlife. There's a unique species of deer that's limited to just this island, to Yakushima. And there's also a species of monkey that's just limited to just this particular island. And they're really interesting. The deer are a lot smaller and tend to like to climb up in trees and are not really that afraid of humans. I remember when we were hiking on the island, we came upon one deer that was just kind of standing in a tree a couple feet away and really did not care that we were there. Really unique island, really great island. If you are into ecotourism, this is a great place to go and visit Yakushima. That's in Kagoshima Prefecture, just north of Kyushu. This is also home of Jomon Sugi, which is one of the oldest trees in Japan. Some scientists believe it is over 7,000 years old. Most scientists will agree that it's at least 2,100 or 2,200 years old. In other words, a really old tree, big, thick cedar tree that's on the top of, basically almost on top of Yakushima Island, on top of the mountains there. And yet another island that's a lot farther north, Tashirojima, is known for its unusual wildlife as well. So Tashirojima, also known as Cat Island, is a place where the cats far outnumber the residents. And this is kind of a unique island because I guess they started out as a place where they raised silkworm, and a lot of mice like to eat silkworm, and so the people that were harvesting the silk would keep a lot of cats to eat the mice, and then later on it turned into a fishing community where Obviously the cats like to hang out and eat a lot of the fish, the waste that was kind of left over, became good friends with the fishermen, and it's kind of gone into history as the Cat Island. The Cat Island was hit during the by the tsunami in the Great Tohoku Earthquake, but still doing well. All the residents and cats are still doing well and recovering from that. So good to hear about that. Anyway, that's just a real quick rundown of some of the cool islands in Japan. There are plenty more than what I've just mentioned in this podcast. So if you have visited any islands other than the ones mentioned here, I'd love to hear about it. Leave me a comment. This is episode 101. And you can stop by the website, jlptbootcamp.com. Leave me a comment there and tell me about your island adventures in Japan. And if you haven't visited Japan, or if you haven't visited an island in Japan, I'd like to know, which island do you want to visit the most? Is it Cat Island? Do you want to go down to Okinawa, experience the different culture down there, or Yakushima, and to see one of the oldest trees in Japan? I'd like to know. Leave me a comment. If you have any other questions or comments for the podcast, you can go to the website, jlptbootcamp.com. Click on the Contact Me button. There's an awesome form there that you can send me a message that way. Or if you prefer old-fashioned email, you can email me at mac@jlptbootcamp.com. All right. I'd love to hear from you in any of those variety of different ways. Until next week, happy studying. And I'll talk to you in 2 weeks about some study strategies and what I'm doing to prepare for the test. See you then. To claim your free 21-page ebook on the 5 biggest mistakes people make on the JLPT, as well as more tips and tricks to help you pass the Japanese language proficiency test, come visit me at jlptbootcamp.com.